In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, we as adults do usually forget how children are feeling. We have forgotten the emotions, the impressions we have experienced in our childhood, except of some single points where we have remembrance, when it was very intensive. And the younger we were, the less remembrance we do possess today. And we do generally know that children have a different logic. They grow and they develop by a way when they are thinking as children, childishly. And especially the parents who have little children, or the teachers and pedagogues, they know how important it is to descend to the level of children, of younger little children, in order to understand their logic. We must try to enter the world of a child, of a small child, in order to understand. And then especially pedagogues and specialists, when a child has some strange development, some problems, psychological problems, the more important it is for them to enter the world, the mentality of a child, trying to think as a child in order to understand what they are feeling and what they are wishing, so we can better communicate with them, or if there is a certain problem given, the experts, they can start with changes, trying to help a child to think by a more stable way and fighting against their own either diseases or weaknesses. And today we do celebrate a wonderful Christmas Day. And we can access to this mystery by an analogical way. God knows us completely. God is knowing exactly what has happened. And we can never hide anything. Even non-thought we can hide from God. And he's even knowing what we will be thinking, doing, and speaking tomorrow. He knows also our future, unless he gives us the freedom of decision, of course. Both elements do correspond to each other. But what is interesting, God has decided in his wisdom, in his providence, to become a man, to take part on incarnation. He has decided to accept the human nature. And that means, as a pedagogue, we have so many wounds of our soul. I would like to express this by this way, wounds of our soul. We are hurt by so many sins, problems, we are suffering much, and many words do hurt us. We react by a wrong way. This all is caused by the sin of the human race. And God has decided not only from above to give a command, he wants to be a part, he wants to suffer with us, he wants to win an own experience, and he became a real and true man. So he has inserted the human nature, and he was one of us except the sin, because the sin does not belong to the human nature. And God was willing to be a part of us. So he can then say, I do not only from above, from the heaven, command with you, although I know you all best inside and outside, but he did decide to suffer, to have the, exactly the same experience. And we know how Jesus was persecuted. What he has experienced is also our fate in several regards. So we know Jesus was tempted in desert and at many other occasions. He has exactly known what hatred is. He has exactly known how people spread calumnies and wrong accusations against one. He has exactly known what hunger is. He has known what persecution is, and being confronted with accusations are completely freely found out, and so on and so on. But he decided to have the same experience we suffer under. So he has descended down to our level, and so he can bring on several points changes. He can speak to us in our language, in our mentality. And we can never say him, oh, you are almighty, you do not suffer that. No, Jesus can then always respond, oh, my dear child, I do very well know what you are suffering and much more, because I know the deepness of the evil of human sin and wrong mentality, wrong behaviors. And so by this way, God has decided to incarnate in order to get a chance to heal the wounds of our soul. He comes and he arrives at the exact point where our wound is hurt, where we are bleeding, and there he comes with his consolation, with his admonition, with the grace is like an oil is healing our wounds. And he gives us an example, and God is teaching us to think, to change our mentality, to react by another way as we used to react before, because he wants to change our mind, our mentality, our reaction according to his holy will, because he gives us the grace and he gives us and support. I like to use a picture in this question. When we become a disciple of Christ, he gives us the first portion, essential portion of salvation, the grace of contrition and then the sacrament of baptism. But we have not, he is not giving by a complete portion of all graces. He starts a process, and I like to use this picture. He gives us an app, an application. When we become his disciples, he gives us an application. When we open it, he gives us the instructions how to continue this way. And we must learn slowly and slowly and with diligence without stopping. And redemption, the grace of redemption, we receive it, but we do not receive it completely at once, because God wants that we do a process and grow and grow. And only then, when we follow his instructions, his teaching, the holy sacraments, the contrition and so on, we can step by step learn how to react. And even the highest point in several regards is when we learn to pray for those people who are persecuting us. When we learn this, then we are adopting the spirit of salvation. And Jesus Christ has for that suffered exactly the same evil as we did. The temptations, the wrong accusations, the physical and the spiritual pain he has suffered, and we have even no understanding how much he has suffered, because he has drunk the chalice of cross completely. And but in order to correct and to give us the instructions how we can correct with his support our mentality. So we learn to think by a different way, according to the holy will of God, and then we change our mentality. And imagine, or remember better to say, the saints, the canonized saints or the other good souls. Sometimes we do meet people and we are witnesses of their reaction is a great one. And then we understand this person has really changed the mind. This person is a true disciple of Jesus Christ. And God had success in that person, because those people do not condemn, they do not lie, they do not manipulate the others. They accept the cross, they fight for the truth and for justice, of course, but where the cross is not, they have no chance to take it off. They carry it in confidence, in trust to Jesus Christ. And then we see they have a new mentality. And Jesus has healed several or many wounds of their souls were hurt by the sin. And it is not occasional also in this regard that Jesus was born as a little helpless child. We had today at the Mass and after the Mass a celebration of my uncle, his 90th birthday, and there was his grandchild there, only 2 months old. And we could again see how helpless such a baby is, and Jesus has become such a baby. By this way, he's also saying us, you must become small, you must become humble, and follow and grow step by step. Don't hurry too much. Learn solidly with patience, and then step by step you can grow and you can become a new creation, is created by the grace of Jesus Christ, and then the grace of salvation will become in you, become fuller and fuller, and then you learn to think as Jesus was thinking, to feel, to react as Jesus did. And the high point is, the peak of all is, you learn then to love as Jesus did. The hatred you are experiencing, you change it in your soul to love. And this is the highest, this is the top of our abilities, when we learn to love with the same love Jesus had towards us, when we are disciples of him, and we think that the first step was the incarnation of eternal Logos, of the Word of God, and by this way he tried, is trying, he continues to try to heal the wounds of our souls. And let me share with you my own experience. Since certain time I have started, when I receive as priest the Holy Communion in the Mass, during the Mass server is saying the Confiteor, I pray in my mind, Jesus, heal the wounds of my soul. I repeat it several times silently as the time is allowing me And this is one of the best moments we can address to him this deep prayer. Heal the wounds of my soul. It's from Psalms. We pray in the breviary. And this is a great prayer. Is reminding us, remembering us, yes, we have souls, wounds of our soul, and many of them. And we should try to cooperate with Jesus, who has become a man, accepted, he received the human nature in order to change it, to save it, to heal what is wrong. Where are the wounds? And thank to Christmas, the process of salvation has started, and we want to ask our Savior, who became a little helpless child, to help our helplessness and to give us the grace to grow slowly but continuously, and then we will become able with all the saints to adopt the new spirit, the spirit of salvation. But all has begun in the crypt of Nazareth, of Bethlehem, when Jesus has come to earth, and we want start today in our entire life to address this wonderful prayer of the angels. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bone voluntatis. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.